Five kinds of korbano were brought by the Kohanim. The Ola, the Mincha, the Chata, the Asham. And don't forget the Shlamim, Nadav and Avihu showed up, Eish Sarah held in their hand.
This week's Parsha is Tazria. And this week's Parsha, along with next week's Parsha, Metzora, are connected to the general teachings around Tahor and Tameh, purity and impurity. Because at this point in the Holiness Code, we have already learned about what korbanot are going to be brought. We've already learned about how they're going to be brought. And now the time has come to learn about who is allowed to bring korbanot. Not only is it dependent on what is going on in a person's life, it is also connected to their purity status, which is connected to mostly physical qualifications. For instance, if you are sick or have skin disease or have recently come into contact with a dead body or have recently had a child, all of these things would render a person tameh, unfit for bringing sacrifices, korbanot, to the Mishkan. And to hear the entire story of Tazria Metzora, you can listen back at last year's telling, which is linked in the description below. But whenever we talk about Tazria Metzora, one of the most central parts of these parshiot is Tzara'at. In fact, next week's Parsha Metzora comes from the same root of Tzara'at, which is often translated as leprosy. Now, famously, one of the main reasons that a person might develop leprosy, at least according to our tradition, is if they engaged in Lashon Hara, speaking badly about someone behind their back. Because if you break down the Tzara'at, the leprosy, our sages point out that it's like the word motzi shem ra, that you've brought about a bad name for this person, and so you've earned for yourself tzara'at. Now, in my preparation for this year's telling of Parshat Tazria, I learned about one of the most interesting cases of tzara'at in our tradition, and with it, rediscovered one of the most interesting and compelling parts of the story of David HaMelech. I've been telling the story of David HaMelech. In fact, last week we learned about what happened when David HaMelech had successfully conquered Yerushalayim and was in the process of returning the Aron HaEdut to Yerushalayim. But just a little bit before that happened, there is an incredible story about Tzara'at, about leprosy. And it can be found in the book of Shmuel Bet, 2 Samuel, in the second and third prakim, the second and third chapters of Shmuel Bet. Now, for context, Shaul, who was the king before David, but is not his father, has already died. And one of Shaul's sons has claimed the kingship for himself, for obvious reasons. This kind of thing is the most natural of progressions, is that once a king dies, his son would take over. But the Tanakh is very clear that it's God's will that David become the next king, even though he's not descended from Shaul. And so there is a civil war between David's followers and Shaul's followers. And the main general who is leading Shaul's followers is named Avner. And the main general who is leading David's followers is named Yoav. Now, Avner and Yoav have had a rivalry in the past in the Tanakh, and sometimes they battle and spar their men against one another, and then it gets a little bit out of control. And in the second and third prakim of Shmuel Bet, the tensions between Yoav's soldiers and Avner's soldiers are very high, and they're getting very tense. And at one point, Avner is trying to escape Yoav's soldiers, and Avner keeps yelling back, Can you just let me be? We're all part of the same team here. We're all part of Bnei Israel. Let's talk about it. Let's work this out. And Yoav's soldiers keep pursuing him, until Abner actually has to kill one of Yoav's brothers. And it's at this moment that Yoav realizes, okay, things have gone a little too far. We need to cool things down. Now, Abner has a realization that David's side looks like it's going to win. And Shaul's family is in disarray. And Abner realizes if he's going to choose a side, he should choose the winning side. And so he approaches David HaMelech in a relatively secret meeting. And he says, David, I'm sorry. Can we let bygones be bygones? I've come to understand that you are the future, that all of Shaul's followers should really ultimately be following you. You should be the leader of all of Israel, all of the Jews. And David, if you'll allow me, I will pledge fealty to you, and I will go out and I will spread the word to all of my followers that we should all start following you. And David, of course, likes this very much. David is a wonderful wartime king, but he'd rather make peace with his fellow Jews. And so he accepts Avner's, call it apology, call it surrender. And Abner and David have a nice relationship. Now, Yoav hears about this conversation between David and Abner. And Yoav says to David, King, sir, sire, with all due respect, you didn't tell me about this meeting that you were having? And David says, well, you're not entitled to know about all of my meetings. And Yoav says, David, you cannot trust him. It must be a spy. He must be working for the other team. Don't you get it? And David says, Yoav, don't you trust me to know when someone is spying on me and when someone is tricking me? I believe that Abner is genuine and sincere in his willingness to follow me and pledge fealty to me. And so we have to embrace him. And Yoav says, okay. Okay, David. Whatever you say. You're the king. Whatever you say. But Yoav did not do whatever David said. And he actually devises a plan to kill Avner. And he does. And David HaMelech hears about this and says, Yoav, What happened? You agreed that you weren't going to do anything to Abner. We agreed that he was going to be on our team now. And Yoav says, Sire, I did what I thought was right, even if it was very sneaky and not what I had said I was going to do. And David says, Yoav, you are a great general. You will continue being my general. But this cannot go unpunished. And Yoav says, okay, so what are you going to do? And David says, you really acted against me, but you also really acted against God in the way that you mistreated Abner in a big way and me as well. And so even though you did what you thought was right, so you're not going to be ultimately punished, you are going to get a divine punishment from God, the punishment of tzara'at. Because leprosy, tzara'at, is not only about lashon hara, it's actually about going behind someone's back and not being totally truthful and honest and forthcoming when you have an issue. You see, lashon hara is a terrible plague that inflicts all peoples at all times, really. But the story of Yoav and Abner and David is a reminder that it's not just about what we say, it's how we act. and how truthful and honest we are with one another. Now it is Rosh Chodesh Nisan this week, which means that it's the beginning of the biblical new year as we look forward to the holiday of Pesach and the beginning of spring, and really the beginning of a new season and a new cycle of the Jewish tradition. So it's a great time to commit ourselves again to being the most upfront, honest, well-meaning people that we can be, and to eliminate not only the chametz from our midst, but also the lashon hara, also the treachery and the evil tongue that we're capable of. So, friends, we have more stories to tell, getting us in the mood for Tameh and Tahor, ritual purity and impurity, but that's going to have to wait until next week's podcast, Parsha. Shabbat Shalom, Chodesh Tov, and Happy Biblical New Year, everyone.